On a blustery day at Northeast Community College in Nebraska, it's getting to the end of the semester. For students in the grain harvesting and handling systems class, that means looking at lab results. Justin Mensick, an agriculture major at the college, says he's looking at how the crops fared based on the health of the soil they grew in.
We've gone out over the course of the last year and pulled cores out of the soil in the field and sent them off to the lab for analyzation.
The agriculture department at Northeast launched the Precision Ag curriculum a few years back, which trains students to run their farms using data. Dustin Turnus, a major at the college, says many young farmers are thinking harder about using resources like pesticides and water as freely as their parents.
Precision ag is not the technology that it is. It's a management philosophy for a farm.
He plans to take over the family row crop business, tablet in tow, making him the fourth generation to lead the farm.
It will benefit our farm. It also benefits environmentally. That's something that's also looked at with precision, is to be able to help the environment by more precise applications, less applications, just getting exactly what you need when you need it.
The college's pivot toward environmentally focused curriculum doesn't end there. Northeast is raising money to renovate livestock and ag education facilities over the next few years. Part of that plan is building what they call the Agriculture and Water Center of Excellence. Corinne Morris, Dean of Agriculture, Math, and Science, thinks there's no getting around the environmental issues young farmers face. But teaching the next generation to tackle them, that requires as much business education as agronomy.
So many aspects of agriculture are interdependent. A student comes here to study agronomy, for instance, they're not walking out just knowing about soil and plants and crop production. They have to understand the interdependence of livestock production and agribusiness concepts and technology.
Chris Burback, who teaches precision ag at Northeast, has also noticed how complex farming has become.
That stereotypical farmer that we all thought of growing up, or that a lot of people still think of, is really going away. Farmers are really becoming pretty highly educated people now.
Tiffany Hang Moss, dean of the University of Nebraska-Lincoln's College of Ag Sciences and Natural Resources, thinks making education accessible is a critical investment in rural communities. That's partly why UNL signed a deal with five other schools in northeastern Nebraska, the first of its kind in the state, so more transfer and dual degree agreements can be negotiated, like the one they have with Wayne State College.
We can have students that can be focusing on a degree in biology or chemistry through Wayne State, and it's a dual degree option where then they can also be focusing on an agricultural education platform through the College of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln.
Many students have already found success starting their ag degree in community college and finishing at a four-year institution. That's how Javier Morello will pursue his dream of becoming a livestock veterinarian.
Growing up, I mean, honestly, I don't come from much. Both of my parents are from Mexico. They came here when they were both very young. The highest level of education they got was, I think, seventh grade.
Morello spent 2 years living on a feedlot as a young child, which he says inspired him to consider a career in livestock medicine. Next fall, he'll transfer to UNL for 2 years and end his bachelor's with two more at Iowa State through a similar compact. Morello says starting his education at the local level gave him the confidence to try for a bachelor's and, eventually, a graduate degree.
I had a few teachers tell me that I would not be successful in high school, and I kind of took that to heart, and I wanted to prove them wrong. And here I am with an associate's under my belt and moving forward.
Dean Corinne Morris thinks stories like Morello's show how expanding school collaborations could benefit local ag economies.
He's going to bring all of that full circle. And so it really just acknowledges our commitment to work together as the educational institutions in the state.
And while the details of the new consortium remain to be seen, Morris is excited that schools are thinking more and more outside the box to teach the next generation of producers. Christina Stella, Harvest Public Media.